You want to make mom smile this Mother's Day? You can start Mother's Day with flowers or surprise her with gifts from the brands she loves, delivered the very same day with DoorDash. Wow, that's a great idea. Moms are such a gift to us, and we should treat them the same way, with gifts, especially on Mother's Day. I didn't know DoorDash was doing that. That's exceptional. If your mom has a sweet tooth, or if she's a tech enthusiast, beauty connoisseur, if she's outdoorsy, no matter what she's into, you can make her smile with a fruit or flower bouquet, makeup, tech gear, workout wear, and more, all deliverable through DoorDash. Get all your Mother's Day gifts all in one place and get 50% off your next order up to $15 when you spend $15 or more on your next flower, convenience, grocery, or retail order now with code THEO. That's T-H-E-O. Order using DoorDash today. Terms apply. You know, the other day I couldn't breathe real well because I had hair in my nose. And you know who can help that and really solve that for your body and your nose is Manscaped. They got a trimmer for everything, your body, your balls, your snout, everything. They can do it. Manscaped. They'll help you out. The full package you need for spring cleaning, the Performance Package 4.0. Take care of your body. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code THEO at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code THEO at manscaped.com. It's time to throw out your old hygiene habits and upgrade your life. I want to thank everybody for being a part of my life, and I want to let you know that I have some new tour dates. I am going to be Los Angeles May 7th. We added a show there at the Wiltern. Albuquerque, May 18th. Midland, Texas, May 19th. Lubbock, May 20th. And May 21, Dallas, Texas, we've added another show there. So get your friend or somebody. Get somebody you love and bring them. Grab somebody by the hand and say, hey, babe, we're going to go get involved in something good. We also have Savannah, Georgia, June 2nd. Augusta, Georgia, June 3rd. And Montgomery, Alabama, June 4th. As well as Columbus, Georgia, June 5. And some new dates down in Florida. We have June 23rd in Hollywood, Florida. June 24, Fort Myers, Florida, down there, military area, I'm guessing. And June 25 over in Daytona Beach, Florida. If you come over there, bring them sunburnt titties out with you. And bring that skin cancer with you, baby, in Daytona. Everybody out there smoking on them Doral's and huffing on Winston's. You'll see a newborn come out and he got his, he'll have a little lighter in his hand. Hunting a Doral. That's Daytona Beach, Florida, June 25. June 26 down there in Lakeland, Florida. I appreciate all you guys' love and support. Tickets are on sale now at theovon.com/TOUR. That's theovon.com/tour. And yeah, I'm just grateful for you guys. Thank you so much. We have the new Gang Gang hoodies and coffee mugs available, along with the Rat King t-shirt and that bobblehead, that bee head, baby, if you need some head, borrow mine. Check that out and more at TheoVonStore.com. Today's guest is the star of many films and television series. He's a friend of mine. And yeah, I can't even believe I get to be his friend. That's just been, that's been very exciting and inspiring. He is a hero to many. He's a comedy legend. He is part of the Fly on the Wall podcast with Dana Carvey. You can check that out. And he also has a new Netflix special called Nothing Personal. Very happy to be sitting here with David Spade. For me to set that parking brake and let myself unwind. Shine that light on. Oh, I definitely have OCD. When I think about growing up, I used to think that there was like boogeymans, you know? So yeah. I would like, I'd have to open the closet and like look up, look at this corner, that corner, that corner.
Where are we going? Please say you're rolling.
Like just, I was in just severe, dude, this is the thing. We actually had a question that came in, put it, this is perfect timing. Why don't you get that up?
Who are these hotties?
Hey Theo, hey David, which one of you two would win in a fight?
Well, is this even a tough question?
I don't know. I think you could win, man.
No, listen. The only chance I have at anybody is if all my anger for my dad leaving me comes out at once. Because it's fucking percolating in there, believe me. And really? I get fucked with all the time. Always been fucked with as a kid. Always been. That's why I felt bad for Chris Rock. I go, he was always picked on. And you grow up like that. And then when I'm on dates, people see a pretty girl and they go, oh, he's with this fucking guy. So I've had him step right between us and start going, hey, talking. Oh. And I'm like, she has a date. And they're like, who, fuck you? And then I go, oh. And even a girl sometimes goes, hey, come on, I'm with somebody. And they go, come on, baby. And so it's humiliating because they know I probably won't fight.
Right. Oh, I see what you're saying.
And they're 100% right. So I
but
just
unless
take
you
it.
Had that one power
right.
pop.
And so I even told Glazer, I see any of these UFC guys, I go, just if it goes down, where do I start? So obviously I'm going to lose, but where do I start?
You want a good
so
shot.
So I get something, and then they at least go, oh, this little fucking pussy at least hit me.
Yeah.
Because my brother used to beat the shit out of me and hold me down, and it was there's so much anger and rage. But long story short, you'd win, but we would never fight. And you got a cool shirt on today.
We would never fight. Thank you, man.
You're not fighting a guy who gives you these compliments.
I appreciate it. That's a great call. That's a great
Where'd
point.
You get? That's a good shirt.
Dude, Sugar Sean gave us these. We saw his fight, man. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We went to the UFC fight.
Yeah.
Everyone loves we're walking around there, and Theo's like this. Everyone's like, Rat King, squeak, squeak. He's like, whatever.
Just
you
throwing
do.
Cheese.
Yeah,
in the crowd.
You're like this. You kind of walk like this.
You get to sit by Halle Berry, which is
oh, that's right. Shit, we haven't even talked about that.
That was next level.
Halle Berry was so nice and so fun. Yeah. I know we're barely, but you know when you sit right next to him, you have to talk to him.
Yeah,
and I have to go, who's this guy? You know, I do fake questions. I know what's going on.
Yeah,
but I go, do you think they're gonna wind up scrapping? She's like. In the main event, I think they're going to eventually hit each other. I go, good, good, good.
Oh, that's good, yeah. Sometimes you'll just ask chick stuff just to get,
just have my answer. Yeah. Or you make them sound smart. I go, oh, yeah, you know a lot. She goes, are the fighter's going to fight? Yeah. And I go, ooh, someone's been here before.
Yeah, you eat dinner in the evening ever? Just easy stuff.
And then something happened. I think we spilled a drink or something happened. But we're right there. And then remember Jared Leto talked to you?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, at first I was like, damn, that chick's fine as fuck. Then I'm like, oh, that's Jared Leto.
And he's still fine,
And he's still pretty good looking, man. Jesus,
yeah,
dude.
We stumbled him to him. We were on the way to the back to try to go to just get some food or something. There's a back room, and he was just sitting outside. And
But remember?
That was fun talking to him.
He was sitting outside like a raven.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was like up on it.
Nevermore.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. And then we walked by and we're like, is that a purse?
Yeah, we're like, damn. Is that thing on a...
I thought he flew away.
Yeah, then he flew
away. But he goes, hey, dudes. And then he said he was very nice.
Yeah.
And then he said, did he live somewhere near you or something?
He's from Louisiana.
Okay. So that's what I was like, I'm out on this one.
You're like, I'm from Arizona.
I heard it rains hard there.
I'm from Sheriff Joe country.
I go, one time, we were all at a scorpion convention in Arizona. Everyone goes, who cares? I go, I mean, it's sort of interesting. I had a bolo tie with a scorpion in it. Remember I told you the other day, I go, put a bolo tie with a scorpion in it.
Yeah.
And they have those.
Yeah.
AZ all the way. So we were at the fight. We had a good time. We saw Dana.
Oh, yeah. We sat right behind
Dana. Dana White, and he would tell us what's going on. Yeah. That was fun.
He'd be like, hey, get out your blood cups. On this one, you're going to get a sprinkle.
You're like, it's big. It's like being in a Gallagher show.
Yeah. One time he like even had some blood on his hand, and he rubbed it on my gums.
He goes, you want a gummer?
Yeah. He's like, oh, this will help, a little vitamin O.
It is. They go, all right, put on your blood raincoats like Gallagher, and they smash the guy's head.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think Rogan, was he at that one or not?
Yeah, he was there. So that was a wild one, man. That was a good one.
There were some comics repping.
Yeah.
It's fun, but a lot of people knew you. Doesn't shock me, but that is sort of your crowd, though.
Who is it? You mean like ruffians or like UFC people?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had a decent amount of UFC guys that have been on here, actually. There's a picture of Dustin Diamond Poirier right there somebody made us.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what was fun is seeing him in the back just walking around.
Yeah. Oh, and we saw, remember who was there? Remember right when we walked in, Dustin came over and said, what's up to
us? Oh, yeah. That's great. All those guys are very cool.
That was cool. I was like, knock him out. And he's like,
Oh, but then remember, didn't he lose?
He didn't win.
He lost?
He came in second.
That's right.
Or it was a...
That was hard for you to say. And it was hard. It was hard for all of us. But the hard
one
was...
1B. He came in 1B.
He was... he almost won.
He almost... There you go.
He almost won. It was tight. And then he's such a kill. Fuck. His mitts are so huge. He shakes hands. He's like...
Yeah.
So then we see him. And remember, we're like, should we say something? Because you don't want to look like an asshole. Like, I don't want to talk to you because you lost. But we want to say hi. But, you know, sometimes it's like, if you have a bad set, you don't want people coming up and giving you fake compliments and shit. But
he was pretty cool. And he's always really affable, you know, real super nice and stuff. He was pretty cool afterwards, even though, you know, I mean, I know it's just that kind of stuff.
It's hard. He's very polite, even though his head was spinning. Polite. I'm sure, like, what am I doing? He was so bummed, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And this dude was good. He was at night, right?
Yeah.
He is
Sugar was out there. He's a real...
And he's AZ, right?
Yeah, he's Arizona boy. Yeah, just had him on here like a week ago.
We're getting out there.
Did you play any sports growing up? Did you play any? I could see you doing like baseball. I could see you like baseball and you're like the guy that bunts every time or something. And they send you in. You're like the mighty bunter.
They say,
you know?
Bunt with your dick. Just stick it out there and let it hit you in the nuts. And then it's going to go about a foot and then you run. And I go...
If you can run hit in the dick by a ball...
I go, how would I do that? I go... You don't have any feeling down there, do you? Don't you have like a little puss? And I go, well that's rude.
and also, it's a coach talking.
He goes,
to
I'm
you
a coach. I'm not a scientist. I'm just guessing by eyeballing you. So, but I did play second base, and I loved it. I love baseball, and
that's the hot corner. Second base is the hot corner.
Second base was hot. It was actually more responsibility than you think.
Oh no, I think it's all the responsibility.
Short sucks too, but those are the two good ones. But you're getting shelled.
Yeah.
I mean, there's action. And then the coach is like, this fucking pipsqueak's getting too much action. Yeah. And then the worst is in third grade that the pitcher went down.
Oh, what happened?
I got called up like Wild Thing.
To pitch?
Yeah. No. The biggest puss in the fucking tri-state area. They go, Spade, you're up. I go, up what? I go, I can barely throw it to first from second. Yeah. So and I have one bounce. So I was like this, doing all the histrionics, like stretching and shit. I was terrified.
Were you licking your face? Like, did you even know what to do? Were you like doing some of the wrong shit?
Yeah, I had like a cornhole bag spinning it around. I don't even know why. And then it looked professional, and then
you're
I
putting eye black on.
I was sharpening my cleats. I was like, are we starting yet? And then I pitched, and these guys were so excited because it was just home run derby. I think I got 11 hits in a row, and then they go, what were we thinking? Coach fired. There was a quick vote in the stands to fire the coach.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so that I played kickball, and I think everyone played kickball. That was the last time it was kind of even. And then I went up for football. Oh, that was psychotic.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Where? What school were you at?
Scrappy Saguaro in Scottsdale, Arizona. They're good now. They have a great team. And but I went just because my friends were, and you know how you do. You get.
Oh, yeah.
There's no puss on the horizon at all. I'm not famous. There's nothing clicking.
Right. You're at that age, too, where it's everybody's still playing, kind of? Has it started
Everyone's
to divide?
Playing, yeah. And you know, there was a varsity and there was B. So if you weighed under something, it was B. But you all started together, and then they put you on the B squad.
Oh.
But by senior year, that's when I went up, I think. No, I was a junior because I got clocked so hard. It was fucking Lucas. Exactly.
Really?
Remember that movie, Lucas? I don't know if you've seen
it.
Is
that about the alien? Let's pull up a picture of that, can you?
Yeah, no, I don't think.
Lucas?
No,
it's like Malcolm in the Middle, but a movie?
Basically. Well, I was a cross between Powder and Lucas. Lucas is Corey Haim, was it? God, I love you have a big screen here. This thing's fucking professional. Corey Haim was this little puss, and he liked this girl, and he goes out for football. Can we watch just an hour 10 of it, just real quick? And he goes up and he gets cremated. Charlie Sheen is a stud.
Wow, Charlie Sheen is in this?
And this little carrot top girl is his girlfriend.
Winona Ryder's
in it? Oh yeah, Noni's in it.
Wow.
And so Charlie Sheen is the stud. He's buddy, you know, he's nice to Lucas because he's a little puss. And then Lucas likes this girl. But of course she likes Charlie Sheen. Of course. This is, at least keep it a foot in reality.
Yeah.
She's not going to go bone down on Lucas. Look at, he's like 3'1". Charlie Sheen's a full adult.
Oh, yeah.
I guess he's in high school. And the girl's really cute. And he's like a little nerd. He's like, have you ever looked at a grasshopper up close? And he thinks that's a panty dropper. But the girl's like, no, I know, I step on him.
Then he's like, let me hop in that grass. I could have followed with that.
Yeah, they had grass back then. She had a bushka.
Oh,
I don't know if they showed it. I sort of pictured it.
I can't imagine they showed a bush in the movie, huh? Was it? It's a children's movie, eh?
It looked like she had Lucille Ball in a scissor hold. Oh, yeah. Big fucking red Mongo bush.
Oh, what I like that Jada Pinkett Smith. You know what I'm saying? I like nothing down there, bucko. That's dude, what I like.
Knock, knock.
I like that aloe
Will
push.
Smith. Oh, you like aloe push?
I like that aloe puss, yeah. I like that aloe puss. Yeah.
Sickening.
That's gross. You guys are disgusting. Dude, one time I remember this guy threw the, it was my first time ever at bat, right? And we hadn't even had a practice, bro. That was our team. And we were the Playville Cubs. But some of, they'd messed up some of the jerseys, and some of them said club, some of them said like, it was backwards. It was like spluck.
Yeah.
Like it was just, none of it made any sense. Dude, I get up there.
This is baseball.
This is, yeah, this is baseball.
Or football.
It could have been either one, but it was baseball. So I get up there, the guy throws it at me, right? So hard, it hits me. This guy, Eric King, he was like, had the toughest arm in town, dude.
Yeah.
And he throws it at me, it hits me. I vomited, puked right out of my own mouth. And
because you got hit so hard?
Oh, dude, it was unbelievable. He was the best thrower, you know, semi-local thrower.
Pitcher.
And he hit me, and I vomited.
Blech.
And they called a strike, bro.
What?
And I was like...
fixed.
Oh, bro, 100%. Then another time, I finally got on base. It was like the eighth game of the season. I don't even know. I think there was like a plate tectonic shift, and literally, like, I just slid from home plate over to first base. Like, I didn't really naturally get there by any skill of my own.
A platonic shift?
Yeah. And so the ground just like went up on one side, and it was like, And so I'm at first.
Sometimes that happens.
So I'm like, I got to steal, dude. If you can't do anything else, you got to steal a base. If you can.
What an attention getter, though,
right?
A stealer.
Oh.
That's a tough move.
Oh, very hard, dude, especially if you have white legs. So, dude, I get out there, and I went for it. Halfway through, I get appendicitis, bro. My appendix busts. I'm laying on the ground crying, dude, crying.
Is it after you got hit in the appendix?
No, this was like eight games
later.
Oh,
I was about to say, no one's connected those dots.
Yeah, so I'm just bawling, dude. It was absolutely the worst.
What a puss. In front of everyone, you're crying?
Oh, yeah, because it was so much pain. My appendix, it was like, I don't even know what happens. I think you get like sepsis or whatever, something happens. But, you know, I was dying on the inside, and the coach is like, get to second. And just yelling racial and sexual slurs at me.
Sure.
You know? Queer, you know, just like, get there.
All the things I'm against saying. But yeah.
But
yeah, you said, yeah, that people would pepper those in the old days, and it was
not
cool, and it really was humiliating.
Oh, it wasn't cool.
And you were getting shelled with them, I'm sure.
It was awesome. Look
daily.
At this little, boner monkey, they would call me.
A little boner donor.
Yeah. Look at this little fucking stick visitor.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Stick visitor.
Look at this little
It's getting
stick
very
visitor.
Vague. I don't know if they're offensive. I'm not sure if people are like, I'll let that one slide.
Look at this little fucking jerky loiterer over here.
Jerky loiterer? Oh, did you tell him we went to that party? Is that anything worth talking about?
Well, I talked the other week about how we went and we ended up seeing Chris Rock.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, that party.
But
that party was star-studded. And
dude, there was a lot of... it was...
We saw Matt Stafford. You see a lot of different people that you would never see in one spot. That's the fun part about it.
Yeah. David took me to the Oscars, and so then we saw to the Oscars party, and it was all, I mean, it was really super interesting.
It sounds stupid if people don't want to hear, like, you see people, but you see people that are in movies or something. I saw the guy from Coda. I talked to him. Actually, he's deaf, but he came up, we talked, he's from Arizona.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So we talked, he had an interpreter, he was a stud. He sort of got his night taken away.
Oh, yeah.
From the whole incident. That was a drag. Because he won. It was a big deal. And then
they won right after that, right?
And they won sort of close. The one right after was Questlove, I think, won. And that was 1,000% forgotten. And then they brought everyone out from The Godfather, which was so cool. No one cared.
Nobody cared.
And it was like, somebody, Chris Rock, is yeah. Will Smith still out there? He's on the loose.
Yeah, is he going to hit him again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. But we saw fun people and some comedians.
It was interesting. I'm trying to think of who else we saw. We're at that guy's house, dude.
Oh, and then we went to Guy Who's Serious, has a big party. And that was a fun one, too. And when we left, it was still pouring in with famous people. They go to all these different parties. I stayed up till 2:30. That was a fucking record.
Yeah.
That was like... Not since New Year's Eve when I was about 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, remember right when we rolled in, some dude was in there just doing blow and something like some yoga was
in
there?
Yeah. I remember, but a lot of people knew you there. That was fun because you see people like, you saw some dude from One Direction. Remember?
Oh, yeah. We saw that dude. Some guy from Euphoria, I remember.
Oh, yeah. We saw.
John Voight, we saw. You knew him.
We saw that girl, Sydney Sweeney, and I go, hey, you're good on that show. Everyone's like, shut up.
Oh, I didn't even
leave
know
her
that
alone.
Part.
Yeah, but just walk by. So I go, oh, hey, you're like, you know. But that's what happens. At least you have like a free pass at those things because every single person is known for something. So you can say hi to anyone really.
Right. Yeah.
It's like courtesy.
And there's no like PR people in there or anything.
No, they can't get between you. But you just say hi or give them a head nod or say someone's good or you saw their movie. So it's fun.
Yeah.
But that night was pretty good. And then we left. Oh, we saw Kim K, right? We left, remember?
Yeah,
she popped out of a Sprinter.
I think she walked butt first out of it, I feel like. In my imagination, that's what happened. It was
She at least said hello. That was nice.
Dude, I feel like her butt cheeks were wearing earrings, dude.
They
that
were?
Thing is nice.
I didn't even look.
Yeah.
She is someone, all those Kardashians I never see.
Yeah.
For being out here and being in showbiz, I never see them. So.
And one of them looks different. I mean, one of them got facial, sir. You know, she looks a little bit different, but still, I think she was there too. Chloe was there.
Chloe was there?
Yeah.
Maybe. I didn't see her. I saw Kendall on my flight the other day, and I didn't say anything to her.
You saw her on your flight?
Yeah, I didn't bore the fucking shit out of her with my antics.
Where were y'all going?
Hey, you want some peanuts? You know, I had a couple zingers ready.
Yeah.
Couple zingers. Why are we taxis so far?
Did you ever get into, like, whenever you were growing up, was there ever, like, a... Like, what was that, like a job that you had at the time? Because you got into football. That's interesting. Did you have any job at the time? Did you ever get in the football game?
I got nailed so hard in rehearsal. This is why I didn't make the cut. I called practice rehearsal.
Yeah.
I was like a drama guy. I wasn't even in drama, but I was just saying things wrong. And I was like, when's rehearsal today? And then this guy, I was 114. I remember, I think I was 134 in full pads. But I took weightlifting. I was actually... A little scrappy.
Yeah.
I've sort of deteriorated since then. But then I was kind of not tough, but I could wear the pads and not cry. And I was a good jump roper.
Oh,
because we took weightlifting as an elective. And I could do crossovers, doubles, backwards, forwards. I was great.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Chicks love that fast feet.
Yeah, I'm like, what's up? What's up?
Yeah.
What's up? In between. Like, deesh, 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 deesh. And then they're like, oh. Family is poor, so I canceled that out. And then when I went for football, I remember this guy hit me so hard that just like that movie I was telling you, they just said, you got to get out of here. I appreciate you came down. I appreciate it. But
you came down.
I came down like, thanks for trying. I was probably at practice for 11 minutes. It was just like, even my own friends were like, just sit in the stands with the girls like you used to. And,
yeah, God loves you.
Maybe, I had nothing, yeah.
Maybe do something with the church or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So I sat out there and they go, maybe jump in on that bake sale, you know, help the gals out.
Do the carpet match the drapes? You see people ask themselves sometime, or somebody will ask you, do the carpet match the drapes? If they trying to see your body or see you naked. And men will ask that to women sometime, do the carpet match the drapes or whatever? Or do the curtain match the floorboard or whatever they say? And gay men will say it too. Does the sideburn match the nut hair? What I'm talking about is Manscaped, guys. Manscaped has the full package you need for spring cleaning this year to de-hair your body if you want to get some hair or organize the hair. Their Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped is the only tool you need to keep your boys looking and smelling like the fresh tulips that your partner wants. Ooh. That's right. They got the Crop Preserver, the Crop Reviver, that ball deodorant. If your balls are bad out, they got the Plow 2.0. Perfect razor for the finest shave on your face. Get your face well. That's right. If you're using the lawnmower 4.0 on your balls and on your face, you're doing it wrong, because the plow 2.0 is for your face. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Theo at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code THEO at manscaped.com. It's time to throw out your old hygiene habits and upgrade your life. You know, you may have a big move coming in your life. You might be moving somewhere, moving to Spain. You might be moving to Antarctica, or you might be moving to New Orleans, or even Albuquerque. No matter where you're going, you might need auto insurance if your car ain't cared for properly before you leave. Or you might need home insurance when you get there. That's why the Zebra can help make it easy for you to find the best insurance. Yeah, they do all the shopping for you. A lot of you don't like to shop, don't do it. Let the Zebra help you. They compare home and car quotes from every major insurance carrier. And they do it side by side so you can see all the facts right there in front of you to make the easy, correct decision. The Zebra could save you over $900 a year on car and home insurance combined. And they can do it all in under 5 minutes. Show your support for the show by going to this special URL, thezebra.com/THEO, and get your free quote today. That's at thezebra.com/Theo.
So I did that, and then I went, and I was a skateboarder, though. That's where really? I was having fun. Yeah, I was always a skateboarder. So pools, pipes, there's 22-foot pipes out there.
And that stuff was big in Arizona. Like, that's one of the areas. I mean, just West Coast, and at least Arizona had some of that overflow.
It's a
great
no-money pastime. On my Instagram, I like all these skateboard things, so it comes up my feed.
Well, yeah, and also they have all those abandoned washes and stuff. Are those empty washes in the
those aren't great. They're rough on the wheels because they're not as smooth. But they had 22-foot desert pipes, which are 1,000% illegal. They're out in the desert. I don't know what they're making. I'm sure that Rogan would have a field day with it, because they're just out there for no reason. And then we go skate them. And one time I was trying to get to vertical, but it's such a wide transition because you're going up, just trying to get halfway up. But it's terrifying because vertical is 11 feet up. And so I got to vertical, and I was almost weightless because you're so high up. And then you're getting to where your feet are above your head, you know, because you're trying to lay out a front side. And then my board, I lost, you know, kind of traction. So it just I flew off the side from 11 feet up and just hit. And my foot, Jody and my brother Andy, they just saw a little puff of fucking dust come up. And then they heard me go, meow. I started crying. I started crying.
Isn't it bad when you get hurt so bad that a sound comes out of you that you didn't even know was in you?
Yeah, exactly. The initial hit was like, and then I go, like, they go, is there a fucking sheep over there?
Dude, I used to make, when I would get real, I'd be like,
gross.
Trying to hide the pain, too. That's the worst part.
Breathe through it.
Dude, when you're trying to pretend like you're not hurt, you're like,
yeah, it's so embarrassing. Even in front of guys, I'm like, oh. So I, ultimately, the wrap up to that story is I was doing the skate park. I was trying to learn aerial axle stars, where you go up, you do an aerial, and you land on your trucks.
Do an aerial?
Like you fly out about a foot, and you land on your trucks, and then you drop back in. It's fucking terrifying. And this is where I knew I'm too much. I couldn't take it. It's too scary. So I do it. I miss it. And I fall all the way down to the bottom, as predicted, why I'm scared. And then I broke both wrists. Uh-oh. And the consensus around the bowl was, get out of the pool.
Damn.
Get out. Get your board. Damn. We're next. Why are you still in the pool? And so I had to, like, get it, sort of grab my board somehow and run out.
Oh, that's hard,
and, too. And then I'm like this. And then I go, I think my arms are broken. My brother goes, you're fine. And I go, God damn. He goes, we just got here. And I go, all right. Because we had 2 hours to skate. So I go, all right. So he has me lay on our Lee car. Remember Lee car, that old car? It was like really tiny.
Bring it up.
You're too young. Show him a Lee car. And so I laid on the hood and you know, like on the windshield like this with my arms out, like I'm on a fucking IV drip. And that's not it.
That's the general Lee.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Jesus.
Anyway, don't fire these guys till after. And so
he zooms in on like,
he's
still
back
it.
To General Lee. Like, he's like, oh, you mean
it.
Boss Hogg? I'm like, no, you're getting farther away. It's called L-E and then car. It's
yeah,
French.
Le car.
Yeah, le car. So I'm laying on the windshield, and then the skate park guy goes, hey, Andy, you got to take your brother home. He goes, fuck that. We just got here. And because we drove all the way there and we got the car for the night. And we had 2 hours. And he goes, fuck. And my stepdad is a doctor. So I went home. He drove me all the way home, flooring it the whole way. He goes, I'm going to come back.
You're like hanging your wrist out the window.
Yeah,
to keep
by the way,
cool.
Terrified. So much stress. No wonder my neck's all fucked up. So I get home. He dumps me with my stepdad and goes, hey, fix him. He says he's hurt. He's a fucking pussy. And he goes, goes back to the skate park. My stepdad, drunk, as always, he's a doctor.
Yeah.
He goes, let's take That's you down drunk. And take a look. So we go to take x-rays at, 11 at night. I look around the corner. I'm no doctor. I see two cracks down the middle of him. And he goes, he's staring kind of fuzzy. And he goes, well, let's sit on it till tomorrow and see what happens. I go, see, they're broken, dude. Even my friend goes, hey, dude, I didn't know they're broken. So he goes, I go, what are we waiting till tomorrow? He goes, just let's play it out. I go, what are you saying? There's nothing to play out. He goes, you're a little bit rattled. I go, they're broken. I'm in so much pain. But we don't have Advil back then. We don't have Vicodin, nothing.
Yeah, and you couldn't even open a bottle of Advil. I can't even imagine.
Oh, that. I can't do shit. I'm just like holding up in the air, like small whimpers. Go home, sleep, impossible, so much pain. Next day he goes, now he's clear-headed. He goes, we got to fix those broken arms. I go, yeah. So he just gives me a cast because I'm going to school. No, he gives me a splint on both of them. So I go to school, first day of freshman year, and you know what? I looked cool. It was right before the first day of school. Freshman year, new high school, and they're like, who's this fucking hard ass?
Wow, because you had two splinter
arms.
Yeah,
I had. Now my turquoise Quicksilver shorts might have canceled out my toughness, but I had a new OP shirt from Miller's Outpost. I was like, what's up? What's up? White hair. I had all the components of being cool, but no game. I was tan back then, skinny. I had fucking long white hair. I was a skater. My brother was cool.
Ooh.
So my brother was cool, and then I was a math guy.
So then you got into math. You went from baseball to football to skateboarding.
Well, I was
to
always,
math.
This was eighth grade into high school.
Okay.
So I wasn't doing that shit yet. But I was a math nerd and reading and all that in school. So I didn't have any friends except this little Vietnamese kid.
Really?
Named Shin. And we would walk.
They name a lot of them after body parts too.
Yeah. No, because his brother Quad. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
So, no, but his sister Clavicle. Wait a second.
Yeah.
So I was smart for a while there, and then it tapered off. But
oh, really?
In second grade, I went down to fourth grade for reading and math, me and Shin.
Really?
Yeah.
So you went from second to fourth grade?
Yeah.
They're like, fuck third grade, you're going all the way?
Yeah, third grade is a fucking joke for me.
Wow.
So I'd go down and go, hey, gals, got to run down to fourth grade for reading and math. Be back soon, BRB. But nobody cared.
Yeah, they have bigger racers down there, too.
I go, you ladies. It's a whole new world, and you guys aren't ready for it.
Yeah.
So I go down there, and then I got into chess, and I was spelling bee champ in sixth grade. I was chess champ. I was... read 47 books in fifth grade.
Did you do that Pizza Hut thing where you get the pizza pan pizza if you read the books? Did they do that?
No, that might have been the Louisiana area.
Where you took it over there? Yeah, I think they baited you for reading for food.
Baited you, yeah.
Hey, if you can read, we'll feed you.
It's called the Read and Feed program. No, I went to state chess.
You
no,
did?
But I got measles. Yeah, I couldn't play. And then
for spelling bee? Oh, for chess.
I went to Spelling Bee State and I got smoked. And then I went chess. I fell out because I had measles for 3 weeks.
We've talked about this, the Spelling Bee word. Because remember, I got beat on Inconvenience. This girl in our class or whatever was pregnant, right?
Yeah.
This girl, Helena, and I don't want to say her last name, but
sure.
It's the Helena that was pregnant. If you're listening and went to school with me.
Every story, you're like, Helena had a rib in her forehead.
Well, she ahead. Got pregnant, right? She's in fifth grade. She's
oh, yeah,
in fifth
I heard about
grade.
This. She should be in the Guinness book, but go ahead.
And we didn't know you could even get pregnant, right? But she won the fucking spelling bee, dude. But
Preggers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And people were calling her all kinds of racial slurs and stuff. But I remember, and she was white. That was a crazy thing. It was just people were just, you know.
That's just mean then. They're just trying to be mean.
Oh, yeah. Nobody was trying to be like helpful.
Yeah.
You know? But also, like, I remember Inconvenience, and I tried to spell it, and I was up there hot dogging and shit. And I got
hot dogging?
Yeah. And I got, and that was it, man.
Well, my first word was apparatus, and I go, A P, and they go, I go, you're, come on. I fixed it. I didn't say that was the final one.
Wow. And they shut you down like that?
Security walks me out. Oh. Hey, we don't want a scene. So I came back. My mom's like, how was it? I go, I won.
You lied to her?
No, I didn't. I said I got fucking smoked. But I got chess, and then I got older. Oh, so when I watched, I remember I was with this comic, you know, like I was probably 25, and we, he heard that story, and he never believed it. And he goes, we went to this movie where it was about a kid that was going to play the best chess champion in the world. It was some stupid movie. Don't pull it up. I don't remember the name. And then in the middle of it, he goes, I knew you were a psycho because I'm just watching it casually. And then they're showing the chessboard. And in the middle of it, he makes one move. And I go, no! And he goes, the fuck? I go, God damn, the queen. And then they go, and what happened was that was the hugest fuck up because the guy took his queen. But I got it within milliseconds. Oh, so I was looking at him going, don't do it, don't do it. Anyway, so then, I had a story to tell you about. We were saying about when you're at the Oscar party. It's hard to, if anyone's still listening, it's hard to, you know, look cool at those places because everyone's so famous.
Yeah.
And I learned that lesson because I was out one time with this young lady about, you know, 10 years ago. And she was sort of squirrely. And then one time she goes, yeah, yeah, I'll go out. Obviously not that into me, fine. But a little above my pay grade, you know, she's really pretty and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we know your history, dude.
Yeah, so I go, all right, let's go, whatever. So I finally, we're going to go out. And then, because we saw Casey Affleck. And remember?
Oh, yeah, we did.
I said something nice. So stupid to him.
Oh, yeah, that was so great. You're like, oh, man, sorry. Oh, I heard you just got,
I heard you got married. Oh, and yeah, he goes, I got what? And I go, and then immediately, because I'm a little drunk, I go, wait, what am I fucking talking about? And he goes, well, I got divorced 12 years ago, and then I have been single for 8 years. I go, yeah, that's it, I think. Didn't even piece it together at all. I just go, yeah. I just try to run over it.
And I don't know what sound. I'm just sitting there like, you heard the man.
Yeah, you
know?
You're trying to back me up. Yeah. And I had no case. But it was so loud, too, so we're trying to talk. Anyway, Casey, who's also a studly actor. So I always thought those guys are cool, like, you know, these type, like Benicio del Toro. I like Sean Penn.
He was there, I think.
All these actors that are cool. And so in the old days, I take this girl out. This is the lesson I learned. So I know Joaquin Phoenix a little bit, and he goes, hey, we're going over to this thing, me and Casey. If you want to come by and just say hi or have a drink or whatever. And I go, I'll come by. I go, can I bring someone? Because the truth is, if you're around people that are kind of well-known, if you bring someone extra around, it's not bad. It's just...
it's risky.
It's eyes and ears where they don't talk freely and they don't want someone that might tell their story somewhere or what you talked about or whatever. So I gave him a warning. I said, yeah, yeah. Very cool about it. I bring this lady friend and she's fucking all over them so hard. And I'm like, immediately I go, this is a mistake.
Oh.
And she's like, oh my God, oh. And so she's talking. And then she literally, if she's not like sweating them hard enough, she goes to one of them, didn't you show your dick in a movie? And I was like, this is a little out of line.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah. Meanwhile, they're being respectful to me going, fucking pull her off, dude.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, I saw that one, you know, va, va, voom or something, or yeow. I go, I don't think that's appropriate. Yeah, yeow.
That's crazy to see it.
Ooh la la. No, she goes, yum, yum. Oh. And I go, okay.
More, please. Yeah.
So,
wow.
And so then,
and she left you for them?
No, she would have. She couldn't. I was a ride. So I go, we're out of here or something.
Yeah.
And then I...
sorry about this, dame.
Drove her home. She's sticking her head up, just staring out the window like a dog, like how it was fun for a while. And now she's back with me. And
she's
just
watching Manchester by the Sea on her phone on the way home.
Going, fast forwarding. Is this the one with the dick in it? So I was horrified. And then... I'm like, by the way, those guys don't even like you. She's like, oh, they both gave me their number. I go, oh. No, they didn't. They were very nice and cool. And then I said sorry to them. And then she didn't say sorry to me.
Oh.
And then that was that. I dropped her at the curb. I said, that's it. You don't do that to Spade.
Yeah, you're out of here, babe.
Yeah, beat it.
Later, babe.
I know.
Don't make me put these on.
That's like only happened about 1,000 times.
Like it's since. The 1910s.
Moral of the story, don't be with super cool people all the time.
Yeah. Don't worry, never happened to me. Will you put in, do the question that came in about the...
Oh, yeah.
That fits in with what he was just talking about? The girl, the guy had a question?
Theo always surrounds himself like, oh, you know these two guys, they work at the septic tank company, and the girl's like, oh. So you make sure you're the king god.
Yeah. These hot chicks, what's your secret?
What'd he say?
That you're good looking, and that you're funny.
Can you play it from the beginning?
Oh, he said hot chicks?
I'm not sure. Can you play for
these hot chicks, what's your secret?
Is Will Sasso?
That you're good looking, and that you're funny? I answered my own question, didn't I? All right, gang, gang, bud.
He's drunk.
Cheers. Well, he's Canadian, probably.
I was about to say, is he on that Alaska show where they live?
Yeah, you could see that. Well, I think that's like Gold Rush or something. Yeah, or Gold Salmon.
Yeah, salmon with gold inside of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the secret, you think? What is the secret sauce, man?
No, I think the only thing, you know.
Because you're kind of you're not the underdog when it comes to like labia, but you definitely are like.
Labia.
That guy seems like
Well, I think it was more, it was a combo of, I'm on shows with pretty girls. So like, I play a skirt chaser on Just Shoot Me for 6 years.
Yeah.
And there's always, they pair me with a pretty girl. Then I'm doing in Grown Ups. I'm like, hey, you know. And then I do rules of engagement. And so that's sort of the thing. So it's a little bit blurry because they go, oh, you date. But most of those are on TV. And then in real life, sure, I like girls that are kind of funny and whatever my type is, cute. But that doesn't mean they like me. So I'm just, no one's looking at me going, I got to hook up with this guy.
Right.
Just, you know them, you talk to them, and then maybe... Eventually, if you're normal in LA, if you're actually just like reliable and normal, that's a good quality because there's so many kooks that they start to go, ah, this guy might be all right just because he's not.
Oh yeah,
so nuts.
Like you just as long as you just stay the course, eventually you're the only one on the road.
Or just be normal to them, and then you know because they're not like gonna be jumping all over me. So you just do whatever, and then either you get a vibe at some point. But there are some nice girls out there. I went out with a girl recently, and I really liked her, but she was out of town. You know, she lives in New York, and that's a tough one. Tried and really dug her, but it just couldn't. It's too tough. It falls apart.
Was there ever a time where you were going to settle down? Did you ever have like a moment? Have you been married or not?
I don't think so. No.
Have you? Was there ever? Did you ever think about it? Like seriously, was there ever a time where you?
Yeah.
Because I struggle with that kind of stuff. I struggle a lot with like. I don't know if I could, you know, I'd like to, I think, one day have a wife or something, but I don't know if I could, you know, sometimes. Like,
I feel like I'm like that because I have run into that situation that got very close, and I go, I would be scared to disappoint them. I just don't know if I could handle it. I think we all ideally would like to find someone very, very cool, and in your head, you can picture it, and that's what you would like. To have it happen, you watch it crumble all around you, and you go, am I the one that's going to beat the system? Like, it's so tough. And everyone's like, it's work. I'm like, I don't want it to be, because I've done it where it's harder than my work. Like,
yeah.
I'm just thinking about the girl all day going, oh, she's mad. You know, what do we got to do? And so I never quite nail it. And I will freely admit I'm a lot better at other things. And that I try to get it right. And it's one of the curses of life. It's very, very hard to get it right.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's unfair because I should get married. And I don't know. I just don't want to blow it. And I watch my parents and then I watch my people around me. And
half
I just,
of the people.
And the people always hate each other. And I go, afterwards, I go, I don't want to hate someone. I don't want them to hate me. It's just so heavy. And LA doesn't treat it like it's a big deal.
No.
People get married for press. They get married for an Instagram photo.
Oh, it's crazy.
And then they go, oh yeah, the average marriage is probably 2 years.
Yeah.
And that's a year they hung in longer going,
yeah.
We can't get divorced.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to at least be seen on the beach a couple more times. But yeah, you'll see guys come out like they just came out of the mines. They're like, oh, yeah, it's been a good week with the wife. And the guy has like oil all over his face.
Yeah. And the guys are no day
or
at
the
beach
woman,
either.
Too. Yeah. Yeah. They're all the tough. Woman will be like, Jesus.
Yeah. Because they put up with a lot of shit. And it's a new world. There's Instagram, there's Tinder. So used to be you met the girl, you saw, like my friend in Arizona. He's got it made in a way. I'm envious because he like worked at this place. He saw three girls every day in his day. One worked at Circle K. One worked at the post office. So he picked the one he got along best with, and they got married, and that was it. But there's no distractions in his life.
Right.
It's like that, and he does that every day, and they go out. They have their kids, and that's the way you do it. And then I'm sure he's got grass is greener syndrome. And And then one girl said, there's the one girl that I actually got really close with, she said, she said, I'm finding out as I get older, the grass is browner. And it's such a great thing to say, because you see the married friends and then you see a little behind the curtain and you go, it's not, you know, and yeah. I'm not saying anti-marriage. I'm saying if I did it, I would do my best.
Yeah.
I just, you're tying in someone else's life to yours. And that's, now you're responsible for two people, and that's hard. And you get their energy and your energy, and it's hard. It's a hard to do.
Especially if you're real honest with yourself. If I know that I have these kind of maybe shortcomings or uncertainties,
yes,
then if I know I'm going to go pin these without even having cured these or just yeah. know if there are issues for someone else, and I'm going to go pin you, because you're, when you get married, you're kind of pinning those into somebody else.
Yeah,
as
they
well.
They inherit all your problems, and they have to deal with them every day, because you've yeah. you know, got on dates like.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever dated two people at the same time, and and then they go and you mix it up a little bit? And I'm like,
yeah.
I go, how's your mom? Did she have fun?
Oh,
and
yeah.
she's like, at chemo? And I go, oh, I thought she went to Magic Mountain. That was the other girl. You know what I mean? And then you go, oh, is your mom okay? She goes, it was her birthday. I go, oh, yeah.
No, like, how was Wisconsin? Like, I'm from France. And you're like,
I go, I know. I'm saying geez. Southwest. You have to stop it's there. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, dude. I don't, yeah. Okay, that's crazy. What a layover.
No, I've been there. I mean, but no, my younger self was, but still, obviously, listen, I'm not married, but I'm no prize. Like, oh, you get a lot of girls flirt with you. Girls tell me they like you, and, they like Kyle Dunnigan.
Oh, yeah. Kyle was just in here, man.
Yeah.
Beautiful
Kyle's a
guy.
Stud.
Yeah, Kyle's got to get, I mean.
Kyle goes, I got a lot of shit from my friends because I was dating a girl 19 years younger than me. And he goes, but you know what? I was in college. Who cares? I go, so she was one? He goes, yeah, whatever. That's a funny joke.
And did they ever have any like pyramid schemes or anything like in your area when you were growing up? Do you
what
remember
a
that?
Question. Well, I think my mom was, you know, my mom was very tough. She got divorced, you know, my dad left. I don't think she had a big vote in it. We got to Scottsdale and he took off.
Was he a criminal or anything like that?
No, but he was we were 4, 6, and 8, three boys. So it's very tough for a mom with three boys. Now we're starting to come back to why I'm crazy. So she's pressured. He pulled her out of college, so she has no writing degree. She's being a writer. So she had to get two jobs, you know, department store, secretary, whatever, just to pay our bills and, you know, just to barely make barely enough. And so we were just sort of on our own.
Yeah.
And then, but she couldn't even date, really. You know what I mean? It was very... Big sacrifice.
Yeah, it's a big sacrifice.
And then what did you ask me, though?
I forget about that. Pyramid schemes?
Oh, yeah. So she would get these jobs sometime where they would try to get her in on one of those, like Tupperware, those kind of things. And she's such a sweet woman. And you just see, like, back people taking advantage and all. It's just such a tough world. I don't know. She really had it tough, and she's still kicking. And we all try to take care of her because, you know, that sacrifice you don't know till you're older. Because I was a kid, I was like, why don't we have more stuff? Like, we have no food, we have nothing. But she was doing her best. And then I got a few beans in my jeans, so I said, well, I'm going to take care of my mom. She always said, I don't know, because she will never ask for anything. I said, Mom, anything in my account is yours. Like, I don't care how much you need, just take it, because I would never be here. So wow. Got her house and that kind of stuff. But she doesn't want to ask. And sometimes I go, do you need money or something? Like, how much? I don't want to open a full account at QVC because my money will be gone in 2 seconds. But I do, you know, little bird fear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because she gets...
Like every hour, it's like a morphine
She's a shopaholic. She calls me, turn it on. Turn it on right now. Davey, look at this. It's a water bubbler that... and I go, what does it do? She goes, oh, I don't know, but you grab it. There's 10 left. I go, Mom, you're exactly the crowd they want. You bite and they give it, and they tell you the old 10 left, special price.
It's always like a baby diaper that sorts coins or something. Like, oh, look at little Timothy shit a roll of dimes.
He's shit, but look at this. Here's a roll of nickels.
He's impressive. He's saving, bro. Saving with every dump.
Get two things done at once. So that's it. So she's out in Scottsdale, And my dad, you know, came in and out. You have both parents?
No, my dad died. My dad would be like 120 right now, I think. And then my mom, I have my mom, So, and we have a tough time sometimes, but I, you know, even hearing you say that, it just reminds me to like, just be more cognizant of that. Our parents went through different stuff and they went through a different time, you right. know? It was like just a different time back then.
You know, one time, no, well, my mom would get asked out and it would be ruined, but because she'd let us vote.
No way, really?
She goes, one guy was, I think, the heir to the Anheuser-Busch family. I'm like, fuck that guy.
Randy Bush?
No, Anheuser-Busch, like the Budweiser.
Okay.
So he he probably had $1 million back then. I mean, money's nothing now. Everyone has a trillion, but he was very rich, but my older brother totally cockblocked that one.
Really?
My older brother Brian, but he's super cool and we get along great now, but it was just being stupid kid shit. But I remember she'd come home and she goes, what about that one? And I go, boo. First of all, she didn't realize we all didn't want a new dad and we didn't want anybody to take attention away from us. So I'm like, you know, I've gone over it, Mom, and I think that's going to be a no for me, dog. He's not going to Hollywood. Yeah. So, and then I'm like, I go, I like this guy who's an ice cream man or something. I'm like, now that guy had a certain something.
That guy's got a certain je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, he had Otter Pops. Yeah. So I would go and give us free ice cream. I'm like, this guy's got something.
Yeah, this guy's special, dude.
Yeah, so she's great.
Yeah, my mom dated, I remember, like the first black Jewish guy in our area, right?
Okay. And we sure never, he had an easy time in
we never even Louisiana. Seen it or heard of it, right?
Yeah.
And then she dated another guy that ran a car wash. And we thought that was amazing because all the quarters.
You know? How fun.
When you're a kid, quarters are everything. Like, if you get
for
a quarter,
Asteroids.
Just whatever you want.
Well, you're younger than me, but I loved quarters.
But
yeah,
the opportunity. If, Mom, give me some
Everything's
quarters.
Everything's in quarters,
yeah. So when this dude would show up, just freaking Johnny Jingle Pants, you know, just like.
Why do you have so many quarters?
Because he owned a car wash.
But I love that he keeps the quarters.
Oh, he had so many quarters because the ladies would hear it.
Oh, jingle
Back
Johnny.
Then, it was something about that. It was just like you know, you were just that pants Santa, dude. You just had that jingle going.
You got a jingle in your pocket? Yeah. No, I've got a tiny, soft dick. She's like, no, I was trying to be sexy.
Yes.
I've got a fucking half a pack of certs. Oh, no, that's my wiener, too.
Oh, I've got two Rolaids still left in a roll.
Certs. And I was telling you something about Rolaids the other day, and I'm like, I wonder if Theo knows what Rolaids are, because I say older references. Certs is definitely going back.
Certs is going back, but certs were surprisingly good, bro.
Oh.
And also, you know what my dad used to drink all the time? Maalox. Do you remember Maalox?
Oh, I didn't know what it meant, but it means your kids are shitty because they're giving you a stomachache at all times.
My dad would drive around in this Cutlass, this Delta 88.
Hot.
He bought off a couple of brothers that lived around the block, and it had these huge speakers in the trunk, right? I mean, he's 80 years old. He had these huge speakers just blaring Rush Limbaugh and like 8:70 a.m.
Blaring Rush
Limbaugh. Just like with bass, though. It was like Rush with bass, right? Like, Paul Harvey, good day, you know? And just sipping fucking Maalox. And he would come to pick us up at school, and it was so embarrassing, dude. It was like he was older than my grandparents by 20 years, right? Mm-hmm. My dad was. So even when people came, people had never seen anything this old. They'd never seen, we didn't have a book this old in our school. Like people had never seen, like, it seemed like the Mayflower was showing up, you know, when he rolled off. And he would sit and wait in the carpool and he would doze off, dude. And he would just have Maalox on his face and it was just like.
Oh, gross.
Somebody murder me.
He's doing SPD farts.
Oh.
Sinking them in those fucking seats.
And those seats, bro, they used to really hold a fart.
They'd hold it. You get out of school, you go, what the fuck? He's like, My dad used to pick us up once a, like every 6 months, you know. He'd get my, and my mom, the hard part was, I look back, we didn't have his number. It was a hard line, you know.
Oh.
So he'd call us and go, it's your dad on the phone. You know, she was never like slamming him, but she's like, and I go, all right, we're so excited. He goes, how'd you like to go to Shakey's Friday? We're like, fuck yeah. So we all get dressed up, and then he doesn't come. But he doesn't call either, you know. My mom's like, get in here. I'll make you some plums.
Yeah.
Get in here. Puts three plums down. But she goes, so my dad was like that, and then he'd pick us up. He goes, I got a dune buggy. And she's like, what the fuck? Never gave any child support once. So she's like, I'm like, isn't that great? And she's like, I mean, kind of, but we don't have food, but sure. And so he picks up a dune buggy, and then we're like, yay, Dad. And she's smoking her Salems in the doorway going, real hero. And then, but we loved it. We never even connected. Like,
yeah. As then, a kid, you don't know.
And then he's like, he gave me a dollar. She's like, well, he owes us 70 grand. You know, that's a start. So we never got child support. She never got alimony.
Damn.
And he was just flouncing around single in Scottsdale. So she's close enough. If she had Instagram, she would have blown her brains out. I mean, because she could hear from her friends, like, did you hear he was down with some floozy?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't need to hear that.
But down there at the Bowl-O-Rama, huh?
Yeah, down there at, you know, whatever dumb shit place we used to go to. And then she, nowadays, you're basically on LoJack. You know, you've got everyone from Dumois, that site, to everyone. Like, if there's not enough paparazzi outside, now they're inside. Now every person is,
everybody
is able to
can
rat
be.
You out. So it's just getting to be a dangerous world. But it's fun, sort of, I guess.
You know, the other day I got hit with a subscription for something. It said, it was plywood. I'd gotten me a couple cuts of plywood for the garage. And I ticked the wrong box on the website. And next thing you know, I'm getting there, keep shipping me, just sending me that pea wood over and over. I mean, just, I got so many pieces of it now. Damn, I could really build a real bad, I could build a boat that doesn't stand a chance. But there's a company called Truebill that can help you out. If you're having trouble juggling subscriptions to things that you subscribe for or accidentally subscribe for, Truebill is there. You spend $5 here, $10 there. Monthly subscriptions often feel like they're a good deal until you forget about them or until you didn't want them. That's why Truebill takes control of the subscriptions for you. It can cancel them with just one click. They empower you to save more and spend less and see everything in one space to take back control of your financial life. They've been featured on the Wall Street Journal, CNBC, Forbes, and the Washington Post. Take it from Jeb D, who says, I've saved at least $1,000 and the Truebill team does all the work. That's what he said. Yep. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/THEO. Go right now. TRUEBILL. Truebill.com/Theo. It could save you thousands a year. And keep the plywood off your back. Truebill.com/Theo. You know, if you've ever suffered from high interest debt, it's mortifying because you're trying to do something good for yourself by taking on a credit, a responsibility, a monthly payment, but the interest is high on it, and it breaks your heart because you could use that money. Well, saying goodbye to high interest credit card debt is one of the first steps towards financial freedom. And Upstart powered personal loans can help you pay down that HID, that high interest debt, all online with simple and easy to understand payment terms. Upstart has helped over 1.8 million customers on their path to financial freedom. It's okay to have debt, but it really hurts when you got to do that extra. And Upstart help you not do that extra. You can check your rate in 5 minutes for loans between $1,000 to $50,000 without impacting your credit score. And Upstart knows that you're more than just your credit score, so they consider other factors like your income, employment, and other information. Don't wait and check your rate today at upstart.com/THEO. That's upstart.com/Theo. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Stay away from high interest debt. Go to upstart.com/Theo. And now back to the episode.
It's dangerous. Life's such a fucking weird thing, man.
You don't need to know everything about everyone at all times. That's the thing. I know.
Do you miss the days when it wasn't social media? Do you miss that?
I miss it because Well, I mean, there's some, the funny answer is lying is almost extinct. I
mean, yeah, you used to be able to lie about shit.
Anything to everybody.
Bro, but, dude, we would go camping, and I remember one time we went camping as a group with like it wasn't Boy Scouts, it was like Boy Scouts through the church. It was basically just like seeing who was the hottest one of the pastor or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was shady, right?
Yeah.
It was like, why are we camping just right by the church, like right by, or right by the pastor's house and stuff?
Why are we playing a game called Orgy?
Why
is there a glory hole?
Why do we have orifice badges? So I remember the oh shit, what was I telling you about? Oh, to we went to a church, this camp. What were we gonna say? What were you saying? God. What were we saying?
We've turned into Whitney's podcast. Oh yeah. I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Bop, bop, bop.
What were you doing?
God. What were we just talking about? You remember? And I remember we're going on this church camp,
right.
And I told everybody that Jay Leno died. It was a 3-day camp, and I was like, man, you guys
had him floating for 3 days on that one?
Yeah, and nobody could know. It was like you had so much ability to like create. Like,
yeah.
Part of creativity's gone because everything can
creating
be
creating lies.
Yeah. But everything can be fact checked now.
Yes, I have to say, I joke about that because I'm not a big liar. I have to say that I'm pretty straightforward with everybody, which is good and bad. But I'm saying anyone, you can't say anything. Back then, you could say you're going camping and you could be at your friend's house next door to your mom's for a week and no one would know. Oh, he's camping. Like, yeah. I just saw him. But, you know, with everyone posting and this and that and ratting you out. So, but I think it's good in a way, but it's getting too much. And the problem with science and all these things and technology is they're trying to like even emulate movies and they go, remember when they came up with this, we should do that. And you're like, they just made that up. But now it's getting so far that you're getting stuff you don't want, you know? And then when they get in AI and all this stuff, robots will take over. I think we might as well just fold our cards. I mean, we think it's going to be way in the future. It's probably in like a week.
Yeah. I can't believe we lost to something that we created. It's like,
yeah, we're going to turn off our phones and the phone's going to go, oh, I don't feel like being turned off right now. And you go, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
And then, deesh, deesh, oh, rabbit punch by my iPhone? That's not even legal. And then,
I don't even have that app, bro.
That's what scares me. Yeah, I don't know, but whatever.
We got a question that came in right here from somebody. Yeah. Here's a guy.
This
right
is like
here.
All Beautiful. The same guy 3 times in a row. Vol.
David Vaughn, what up, guys? Hey, man, I got a question for Mr. Dirt himself.
Yeah.
What's up with the Joe Dirt 3, dude? Throw some Theo Vaughn in the picture. Bring back Brandy.
Brandy.
Kid Rock. Come on.
Everyone has the same reaction to Brandy. Wing.
I know.
Snakes and Sparklers.
Is this question still going? Snakes and Sparklers.
Why did
JD3.
Gang, gang.
Brandy was so hot.
Brandy was such a stunner, man.
God.
She still is. I see her here and there. She's unreal. She was half the reason that movie's so good. It's perfect casting.
Yeah.
She was great. Kid Rock was great in that.
He's great. He's got a new song out, too. He's got a new album out. He's got a dope new song out, though.
I know. He's so ridiculous. I go, you're such a nice guy. Why do you constantly make people get mad at you? You step in your own shit all the time. He goes, I love it. He can't help it.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah, he loves to just be himself. I get envious sometimes. He gets to just be exactly who he wants
to
be.
Well, he has.
I mean, we try.
When you have no bosses, you can go out there and just do whatever you want. And that used to be the way it was. You used to be able to have opinions and you could say what you wanted. And everyone's terrified. I'm terrified. Everyone's terrified. Just don't even say anything.
And then
suddenly silence is violence. I'm like, well, you can't get me on every turn. Like, I'm not saying something stupid. And they go, please say something so I can 100% dissect it and shit all over you.
I know.
And it's horrible.
It's horrible out there. It's a horrible place. It's a horrible time for free speech in a weird way. But it's a time when we kind of need it more than ever in a weird way. It just has to be that you got to say it and stand behind it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's not me. But this guy, Joe Dirt 3. So we did Joe Dirt 2 and Joe Dirt in Covington.
In Covington, Louisiana. That's right, boy.
Did you know we were there doing anything? Are you here in any room?
Here's the crazy thing, and this is a good thing. Why it's such a secret, beautiful little place. Never heard of.
Never. Peep. Oh, my God.
Never heard a word you
By the way, just in a related story, did you ever have a rat tail?
Oh, yeah.
Where it's just a little pin going straight down the back. It's just a little thin one, like a sparkler down.
And we used to put that little, like, kind of, they'd put a little ribbon in it. If you were dating a girl, a lot of times she'd tie a little ribbon on the end of it.
Oh, like you're taken?
Yeah.
Sick.
This rat's mine, huh?
Just roll up to Sonic.
Yeah. The only cheese he's eating is over here.
Oh, you're like, little... so cheese is your pussy? Like, oh, yeah, I didn't really think that one through. So, yeah.
But it's Gouda.
Joder. Oh, it's pretty Gouda.
It's pretty Gouda.
Joder 3. I would rather do Joder animated cartoon. Yeah. I talked to somebody about that recently because then you can just be crazy. Because my voice is about the same, but I don't want to be too old strapping the wig on and being like, what's crapping in?
Yeah.
You know, but I love the movie. I love, first of all, I freely admit it wasn't a huge hit. There was bigger hits out there I did, but just to have one stay in the world for all this time and number one thing I get asked about. So to have something sort of stick around and where I was like a decent person, usually I'm real sarcastic, but it was like a good guy. A lot of people related to it.
Yeah.
A lot of people get picked on. It was very pro the South because the South can sniff out when you're making fun of them.
Yeah.
And I wasn't. I was saying, this is cool and everything down there is cool and there's a couple bad guys, but this guy's a good guy. Just trying to get through fucking life. So people sort of took it as like, that's inspirational in a weird way, which is for saying a movie that's kind of a goofy movie, but it did have, that was the through line. So that's why I think it hit with people. And I don't want to mess that up, but it is fun to do Joder and stuff. Snakes and Sparklers come up every 4th of July and I sell some Joder shit on my website. You know, it's fun because you got to keep it alive. It's fun.
Yeah. Was there ever a movie character that you got asked to do that you wish you had done or one that never panned out that seemed like it was going to be really sweet? Sometimes you'll kind of tell me about different scripts and stuff.
Well, like, sometimes it's not really like I turn down big ones that were that turned out to be super huge, but there's some I just don't have. Like if they told me right now we're going to go do a movie in you know, Europe for 6 months, I probably wouldn't. At this point in my life, unless I loved it so much, it's just... Just for the idea of like, oh, I'm in a movie, and it might be, you know, I like to act and I like all that, but I like to also do my own shit.
Yeah.
And it's hard sometimes to do other people's stuff later in life unless it's really good. And I'm not always getting the top tier best shit. So Sandler gets good stuff. I mean, he gets great directors. I see why he keeps working. He gets that. And if he just points at it, they make it. It's a power trip. You just go, hey, I like this one. And then big directors go, you want to work. So I kind of try to put my own stuff together and then it's more fun and you get more invested. And if you got a little bit of money, you don't have to work that hard. I don't mind working hard.
You get to make your own choices. At a certain point, you kind of get to pick and choose. You don't have to take something.
And stand-up's kind of fun. I mean, you go on the road. I've had a blast on this like theater tour we're doing. And because you're responsible for everything. So everything you do, if you do a good show, it's because of you.
Yeah.
And you're not compromising, you're not running everything by one. You can do a weird joke that night, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, it is real relaxed, it is real comfortable. I can't believe you just got in and started doing theaters recently, man. You were doing all these
clubs. I know,
clubs.
I didn't. And then, you know, when I did my special, that comes out April 26th. So the special was, and then I got to get out of here. But
it might be today.
Oh, yeah. I don't even look at the calendar.
Yeah.
but the special... I don't know if I told you, we were going to do it in Austin, and Netflix said, you know, there's rules because of COVID. I call it Corona.
Yeah.
Old school. Oh. But they said, you know, Austin won't go along with that. The theater. And I said, I get it. They have their own rules. But so it was going to get shelved for 6 months. And I go, well, I have another show the weekend after. Luckily, I'm on kind of a tour. I said, Minnesota, good comedy town. I can add a show. If this theater will do it. And they said, yeah, we'll do it. So we added a show, filled them both up, went in there. And I don't even think I played Minnesota for I don't know how many years, maybe once in my life. Went in and then my opener was on and I was like, God, it's not killing. I go, this might be a tough crowd and that's the worst scenario. The night before I was in Omaha, it was a blast.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but the one they tape? And so I do my set. It starts out a little slow and then I get rolling. But then afterwards, Bobby, the guy with me, goes, oh, did you see they have masks on? I go, oh, they did. Fuck. And he goes, not just masks. They give them N95s.
No.
And that's like you're doing drywall. Yeah. So you're like this. And then you can't hear anything until once in a while they go like this. They take it off to fucking live. And then I go, use that noise. We'll count that as allowed. So I do a joke in here. So that was hard. But I said, I don't want to sweeten it and make it, you know, like fake laughs. So just take the laughs, put them up 5%. And if it doesn't sound like there's big laughs, oh, it was pretty good shows. The second show was better. But I go, it's there. You're just looking at the jokes anyway. And they were a great crowd. It just, they couldn't be as great as they were.
Right. Oh, that's insane with the mask.
Cut off half the noise. But I think it's, I watched it. We put some clips out. So I think it's going to be a fucking blast to have one. I've never done one for Netflix. And my last one was Comedy Central. So this one's really the one. Hopefully people will see.
Yeah.
But I offend people on it.
Yeah, good.
And after the fucking Oscars, you're like, I'm not taking anything out, but I was like, oh, you know.
Fuck them.
You're like, what is this wave? Like, one day you're like, you should be as ballsy as you can. And then a month later, they're like, everyone should be really, it's like when you do movies. I would do a movie and they go, The Hangover, we need a hard R. And right before you head it in, they go, Mall Cop came out, we need a PG movie. And you're handing it in a hard R. And they're like, this isn't really what's cool right now. And I go, quit chasing the last one that worked.
I know.
Hangover was during PG. And then they made it and they go, oh, that's cool now. So get ballsy and just make whatever's good.
There's not as much balls in it anymore. Mm-hmm. The balls have been gone. This place has been neutered.
Me and you are writing one. It's funny.
This has been spayed. Yeah, we're writing. We're
Me
writing
and
one
Theo are funny. Writing one, everyone. So fucking buckle up.
Yeah, get your fucking dicks out.
All right, any more questions on there or I got to go?
I think we're probably good. Anything else exciting that came in? Oh, what about that one gentleman came in the blue shirt? Do you have him?
My hair look cool. I'm wearing green, dude. Huh?
You look healthy. You look lucky, too.
Yeah.
I think with the green.
Yeah, green's a tough one to pull off. But yeah. Look at this dude. What's up, boss?
Yo, Theo, it's your boy Cam checking in from Charlotte, fool. I got a question for my boy David, though. What's the craziest thing you've seen happen on set for what movie you've been playing in? Any crazy stories? Anybody fighting? Anybody get shot at or something like that? let us know, though. Theo, I rock with you. Gang, gang.
Gang, gang, like baby. Thanks, Cam. Gang, baby. That's the one right there, Cam, bro. Yeah, any shootings? Anything violent happen?
Sets are pretty tame.
Any fires? Any?
No. This is the worst answer. On Grown Ups, it was raining so hard. It rained almost every single day of the whole movie, and it's supposed to be a fun summer movie, and it was flooding base camp, you know? And I'm like, isn't this the fun? And they go, one day it's sunny, they go, get a helicopter out and get, like, shots, like drone shots of going over and making it look beautiful. And I go, God damn, I see the movie. I go, it looks great. I don't know how they do it. Wow. Like, it looks sunny and fun, and we're at the water park, and it's, you know, 100 degrees, and 90% humidity. I have a wig in Grumps. This is a big story, I'll tell you. I have a wig in Grumps and no one even knows that. What happened was when we were doing the camera testing, Sandler's like, all right, you're this guy, you're this guy. And I go, I'm going to be like the single guy still. I got a guy from high school like that. He's still got long hair. He's in the 80s. He hasn't like grown up, you know?
Okay.
And I said, if I'm the single guy, maybe I'll be like him. So I go get this blonde wig. Make it. I look like I'm the guy from Styx, you know, or something. It's down here.
Yeah.
And then I go to the camera test. Everyone thinks it's funny. And then Sandler goes, I want you to be better looking. This looks kind of stupid. I go, all right. So that we shorten it. By the way, it's so hot already. I'm in Boston, which plays into this story. So then they cut it. And then I come back from the trailer. We film it again. He's looking. He goes, shorter. I'm like, shit. So we basically get it right where it is, you know, maybe an inch longer. He goes, just do that. It looks good. And I go, I'm going to put a little rat tail fucking, what did I put in the back? Oh, ponytail. Oh, like in the top. Almost no one sees it. It's on TikTok sometimes. Yeah. People figure it out. But I put this little ponytail in it. And they go, all right, well, you can just use your real hair. And I go, how about I just use this? And they go, oh, and they go, it'll take an hour out of your call time every morning. And I said, I could just put this on like a hat. They could just put a Brett in your hair, put that on. And I go, I have a hat. So I put one in a hat sewn into the wig, so it's just all one thing.
Oh, nice.
So sometimes I had a hat on
and it took an hour less each day.
Yeah.
Wow.
So and I have to drive an hour to the set, so I go, oh, I get an extra juicy fucking hour, and no one even fucking knows it's exactly my hair. So I go, oh, this is perfect.
Yeah.
And then when people found out, they go, fuck you, could I do that? And I go, no way, dude. No way, dude. And girls do it. I think Julia Roberts said she did it once in a movie. She just made her wig over exactly her hair.
Oh.
She put it on. It's a pain in the ass, but I like the Joe Dirt wig. I like wearing wigs. I don't want to fuck with it.
Do you have the Joe Dirt wig at home?
I do.
Have you ever put it on still every now and then?
I have the Joe Dirt wig that I wear.
You gotta let me put it on sometime.
You have it.
Do you ever put it on? I know, but I want that original, baby.
I have, you know what? I have Farley's coat from Tommy Boy. His family gave me this. It's like that checkered ones on the poster.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I have that downstairs and my wig. I have a lot of stuff from old movies. Dickie Roberts, Benchwarmers. I love Benchwarmers. That was a funny one.
Anything interesting happened in Covington that you remember while you were there?
No.
Yeah.
No, but I didn't. The only reason I didn't stay there is because and I had to go over that fucking bridge. It's like a causeway. Yeah. And Covington was beautiful. And they kept saying, was it John Goodman? Someone lives over there.
John Goodman allegedly lived over there once.
They told me that every fucking day of my life. And they go, John Goodman, he might come by when everyone get ready. I'm like, he's not even there. Like, it's a fake story. And then, but Covington was great. But the hotels are smaller because it's like a little town. Yeah. But we went to shoot there and people would come over and knew me. And so I thought, oh, I don't know if I can stay here because they'll just wait in the lobby, you know?
Yeah.
So I stayed back in town.
At the Ritz.
Yeah, where it's safe. I literally go, hey, I'm going to go to McDonald's. And the guy goes, I wouldn't go to that one. I go, it's 20 feet away. He goes, yeah, I wouldn't go to the right. He goes, just go that way. And I go, what's the right? And he goes, do you want to get gunned down? I go, what the fuck? This is the Ritz. They go, yeah, they don't put that in the brochure. I go, yeah, no, they don't. So,
yeah. You want a McFuneral, dude? Go fucking get that.
Exactly.
Bitch,
so I was just walked out in fear.
Wow.
But is, you know, New Orleans, good place. Yeah. All good. All right.
Well
nice
thanks
to
for
meet
blessing
you,
our
yeah.
hometown, man. Nice to meet you too, dude. David Spade, thank you so much for your time. And you guys go check out his new special on Netflix right now. Or very soon.
Gang. It's called Nothing Personal.
Yeah.
That's a good title because it is nothing personal. I make fun of people. But you know what? The truth is, everyone gets pissed about all this shit.
Yeah.
I make fun of myself more. So yeah. I'm not canceling me. So they shouldn't, right?
What if you just canceled yourself? That's the best way to do it.
Oh, that's a good idea. Beat anyone to it.
I'm done.
What the fuck did you say about me? And then I say, you said you were a little shrimp cocktail? I think it's offensive. And I think that's it for you.
Yeah.
And then I take myself out of it, you know? And then I unretire.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's backwards, baby. It's forwards. David Spade, thanks so much, bro.
Yeah, man. Let's do it again in a couple years.
Okay, cool.
Now I'm just floating on the breeze, and I feel I'm falling like these leaves. I must be cornerstone. Oh, but when I reach that ground, I'll share this peace of mind I found. I can feel it in my bones, but it's gonna take a little time for me to set that parking brake and let myself unwind. Shine that light on me. I'll sit and tell you my stories. Shine on me, and I will find a song. I will sing it just for you. And now I've been moving way too fast on the runaway train with a heavy load of my past. And these wheels that I've been riding on, they're worn so thin that they're damn near gone. I guess now they just weren't built to last.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jonathan Kite, and welcome to Kite Club, a podcast where I'll be sharing thoughts on things like current events, stand-up stories, and seven ways to pleasure your partner. The answer may shock you. Sometimes I'll interview my friends, sometimes I won't. And as always, I'll be joined by the voices in my head.
You have 3 new voice messages.
A lot of people are talking about Kite Club. I've been talking about Kite Club for so long, longer than anybody else. So great.
Hey, sweetheart, here's the deal. Anyone who doesn't listen to Kite Club is a dodgy bloody wanker. Do you know what I mean?
Hi, I'll take a quarter pounder with cheese and a McFlurry.
Sorry, sir, but our ice cream machine is broken.
No!
I think Tom Hanks just butt-dialed me.
Anyway, first rule of Kite Club is tell everyone about Kite Club. Second rule of Kite Club is tell everyone about Kite Club. Third rule, like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts or watch us on YouTube, yeah?
And yes, don't worry, my Brad Pitt impression will get better.